I'm Malcolm Cox. It's a Monday, the 25th of April, and in the Northwest London Christian Church, we've been preaching through the book of 1 John. We can't cover all the details in the sermons, and so these podcasts cover a bit more detail. We're up to chapter 4, verse 4. We'll read today from 4 till 6. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world, and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. The beginning of this section in verse 4, the you, dear children, the you is emphatic. You are the winners. You are on the right side. You are the children of God. You are stronger than the devil. You have overcome. He wants to give confidence to the people reading his letter because John knows that they're under attack from within and from without. The empire, the Roman Empire, or Jewish synagogues locally are giving them a lot of persecution, but also from within there are those who are trying to draw people away to false teaching. He wants them to have confidence. You have overcome them. This short letter of 1 John has this verb to overcome 6 times, more than any other New Testament book apart from Revelation, which has it 17 times. And so this sense, this atmosphere of victory is very, very prominent. And the verb is in the perfect tense. You have overcome, meaning that the victory isn't a phase, something that you're in at the moment, but there'd be a future defeat. No, this victory is decisive. It's ongoing. It's continuing. You have won, and that's settled it. The promise is that, of course, they have God with them. The one with them was greater than the one in the world, as he talks about here in chapter 4, verse 4. The Old Testament contains similar ideas. 2 Kings 6, verse 16. Don't be afraid, the prophet answered. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verses 7 and 8. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of the king of Assyria or the vast army with him. For there is a greater power with us than with him. With him is only the arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people gained confidence from what Hezekiah, the king of Judah, said. And that kind of confidence is what John wants his readers to have as well. Verse 5, they speak from the viewpoint of the world. The world listens to them, but we are from God. We are from God. He, I think, includes his readers, but also particularly perhaps emphasizes himself as an apostle. One of the tests about this teaching, that's false teaching that's around at that in that time, is whether the teachers, these false teachers, acknowledge the apostles as being those who have the true doctrine. Does this new teaching agree with what the apostles taught? Receiving the apostles was effectively receiving Jesus, according to what Jesus said in John 13, verse 20. Whoever accepts me accepts the one who sent me. I tell you the truth, whoever accepts anyone I send accepts me. The early church was very focused on the apostles' teaching in Acts 2, verse 42, and the church recognized their teaching as commands of God, 1 Corinthians 14, 37. The apostles themselves recognize the teachings or writings of other apostles as equivalent to inspired scripture, 2 Peter 3, 15 and 16. Here's a question for us. Do we check what we hear? Do we check it against the apostles' teaching? Do we check it not against our tradition or our upbringing or our preconceived ideas or what somebody else told us or what we read on the internet, but are we checking it against what the apostles taught? We need to know the scriptures well enough to apply this test to what we hear. And of course, that shouldn't be hard if we have the attitude of the early church. Acts 2:42, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. And so from these short verses, 2 things. Firstly, we have overcome. We are living in a victory. Let's enjoy that, but let's also be sure to have the attitude of studying God's word. We'll look at the next verse tomorrow. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.